on 7HOFM in the front row with Beau. Thanks to Valhalla. It's Valhalla for me every time.
Candyman. A young artist living in the newly gentrified Cabrini Green goes looking for inspiration and stumbles upon the Candyman legend. Say his name five times in a mirror and he'll appear and apparently dispatch of you. Candyman quickly becomes an obsession with deadly consequences for this young upcoming artist.
This is where it all began. The story of Candyman.
So he's real?
If you're out here looking for Candyman, you ask me, stay away.
If we say his name five times while looking in the mirror, we could summon him.
Summon the Candyman.
Hell no.
Candyman.
I think I made a mistake. I brought him back.
Candyman isn't real.
He has purpose for you.
Tell everyone.
Not a reboot of the 1992 horror classic, but a fresh installment, or as they're calling it, a spiritual sequel, and a take on Candyman that breathes life back into the saga. While this is bound to have its critics, fans of the first film have a lot to love on show here. Not only do they acknowledge it, but it is indeed focused upon, but not so much that you definitely need to see it before this version.
New to the neighborhood.
The story's fleshed out well, and the cast do a good job, and with Jordan Peele, one of the screenwriters, it is ticking a lot of boxes. Director Nia DaCosta also delivers a reflective and inspired look to reflect on the original as truly as it can. There is enough gore and slasher action to keep the focus, however, it is more of a slow burner and a tension builder, and that doesn't grip as hard as the original. Is it worthwhile? I think the average audience has plenty to take out of this one, and I'm giving it 7.5 Jaffers out of 10. A fun and rewarding take on a horror gem.
Say his name.
Candyman.